It was just great timing.
Tara McElgott co-owns Clayton's Toys with Kelly Kloss. Clayton's is celebrating 99 years as a Buffalo area business. It was moved from Elmwood in Buffalo to Williamsville back in 1991. But now the owners are thrilled to open up another location back in the city.
We're kicking it in high gear and coming back downtown and doing, you know, something old and something new.
The toy store owners say they were given a great 3-year lease deal from Harbor Center, but would not disclose their leasing costs. Kloss noted that without a lot of retail nearby, they should be at an advantage to sell toys.
This opportunity came up that there are going to be so many families at the waterfront. There are going to be so many families staying at the hotel. And with all the hockey tournaments, I just think we're going to do well, and I hope we make everybody happy down here.
Another business lure to Harbor Center is Modern Nostalgia, a women and men's apparel store that's already along Hurdle Avenue.
Oh, we're so excited. It's the perfect place. It's the perfect place.
Brianne Cletus Long says they called on her to set up shop, and she's excited to bring her business to the waterfront.
Buffalo thrives off of small business. We truly, truly, we work hard, and, you know, to bring small business, to keep Buffalo alive, and we're very fortunate to be part of this.
Buffalo Sabres Chief Development Officer Cliff Benson says bringing in small, locally owned businesses to Line Harbor Center was the vision of owners Terry and Kim Pagula for redeveloping Main and Perry Streets at Canal Side.
Terry and I stood on that crow's nest and looked around and said, we got to do something.
Buffalo Sabres Chief Development Officer Cliff Benson. He says there's been a major transformation over the last 4 years at Main and Perry at Canal Side.
But all that's happened over here, the rinks and all the things that are coming online, I think this is going to become a huge destination down here.
What else, if anything, is missing that you'd like to see added?
Well, that's a little difficult question. I mean, I think ultimately, in my mind, if this became kind of a whole hospitality region down here, if there were more restaurants down here, if it became a place that people came down here for a lot of different reasons, recreationally, hospitality-wise, I think that might be the best use, but there are going to have to be a lot more people that get in that game.
Meanwhile, work continues on a brand new Marriott Hotel inside Harbor Center. It was originally due to open this spring, but tough winter season set back the opening to early fall.
If you look at this project, this was an awfully complex project that was built on a very quick timeline and very difficult conditions. So, you know, I'm sure we could list a lot of factors, but good winter would have been a big help.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.